reconciliate the differences between the two houses, and what we did was compromise. If you recall, Senate Bill 166 started out as a 60% opt-out bill, requiring a 60% vote of taxpayers to opt out. It also had several requirements for posting notice. And throughout the process, 9 different elements of that bill have been changed and removed. And I would gladly read those, but I'll try not to spend too much time. Most importantly, the 60% opt-out was taken out, the 60% vote requirement. What the conference committee did was wrestle with the idea of what is proper notice for an opt-out by a taxing district. And we came up with a new amendment to the bill. And what it says is that an opt-out should be required to be placed in a newspaper. And we deleted 2 newspaper columns in width and inserted 3 newspaper columns in width and 4 inches in length, or at least 1/6 of a page in size, whichever size is greater. So that you can see that it was a compromise between a quarter page ad and depending on the size of the newspaper, in any case it would be smaller. Also, we changed the point type requirement to 18 point type rather than 26. So I'm hoping that you can agree with what's been accomplished on the part of the conference committee. If it helps at all, I can actually hold before the body today samples of why we are making changes. And if I held up a typical newspaper, thank you, with small size, you can see 3 columns by 4 inches would be the upper block right here, not mammoth. A quarter page still wouldn't be a hefty requirement, even though the committee today reduced that particular size from this size to this size. If you had left the House version in place, you would have gotten 2 columns, and so the announcement for an opt-out would have looked exactly like this, this very small box, even with 2 fairly wide columns. The far left box is 1/6 of a page, and this would be the current requirement. The current requirement for an opt-out is in the upper left-hand corner. It is 1 column and is exactly 3 inches in height. So I'm hoping that you'll realize a lot of effort has gone into this particular compromise, and I do not feel in any way have we burdened any taxing district. I'd also just like to say that there's another option that remained in the bill that we did not change, and that's that you can bulk mail. So even in a township where you might look at a newspaper, during committee, the Mapleton Township was brought forth as an example. It's a small township that's really part and parcel of the northern part of the city of Sioux Falls, and their legal newspaper would be the Argus Leader. But if you decided to bulk mail, you'd be spending 0.02 cents on one envelope. Your copy would be 0.03 cents, or 3 cents, for a total of 5 cents, and your 23 cents a letter for bulk mail would be 23 cents. That would cost, for bulk mailing, a total of, for 1,000 taxpayers, $280. So you still have that alternative if you're a taxing district, and also if you are opting out for $15,000 or less, you're not subject to any requirement. I hope that you can support what the committee has done this morning and vote yes to adopt the conference report. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to call this the truth in advertising discussion. Senator Evers talked about the bulk mail permit, and I think that's just great. The thing she failed to tell you, though, it takes about 30 days at a minimum to get a bulk mail permit. It's good for 1 year, and it costs you $250. So you have $250 on top of $280 besides the work of trying to get it done. And then if you opt out a second year or third year, you'll have to go back and buy the bulk mail permit. It's just amazing that we've reached a compromise on this bill, but I think there's some things we have to keep in mind here. First of all, a third of the people in this state is all that read newspapers. And when those ads are put in newspapers in the legals, I've never seen a time they weren't advertised on the front page in headlines, big enough to see with articles in there about who voted for the opt-out, who didn't, what the money's needed for, how the discussion originated. And most times these continue on a daily or weekly basis anytime before it's done. The other thing we need to look at here is the waste of money. We talk about saving taxpayers' money. To put that ad in the Sioux Falls paper, just for an example, is $2,600. That's almost two-thirds of the cost of the education of one student for a year. I think that's a waste of taxpayers' money. The people that want to know, that read the paper, or even happen to have their radio on driving home from work, because the radio picks those stories up. AP has those stories out. They're on the radio. They're on the TV. If they just pay attention to the news, they'll know what's going on. With that, Madam President, I'd make a motion to not concur and not appoint.
Is there a second? The motion is to not concur and not appoint. Discussion on that motion. Senator Boag.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would take issue with the comments made by Senator Huttmacher today. While it may be true in cities like Rapid City and Sioux Falls that the newspaper may or may not do a fairly good job of covering these stories, I think it's a much different issue in the small town weekly newspapers. Not to say that they're not doing a good job reporting the news, but not always do these things rise to the level in their estimation of a front page news story. Therefore, we have to equate the cost with the taxpayer's right to know. Now, it was my motion to change based on the size of the newspaper, because a sixth of a page on the small weekly size newspapers that predominate in my district is not a very big ad, and it's not very expensive. But maybe a 3-column by 4-inch ad would be. But simply the issue is the cost in relation to the taxpayer's right to know excessive? In my estimation, it surely is not. I would ask that you reject the do not concur and do not appoint motion, go back to accept the conference committee report. It is a true compromise in the best sense of the word, and we can look at this issue again and go forward with this bill.
Further remarks on the substitute motion, Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I might also note that there is, in my understanding, no wait period for a bulk permit. Also, you can certainly use pre-sort organizations and use their bulk permit immediately, even if you chose not to go down and buy your own. Also, at one point in time, radio and TV was an option listed within this bill, and it was the opponents that took it out. I think what we've arrived at is truly sensible, considering the unwarranted opposition to this particular notice requirement. Again, it's only for opt-outs over $15,000, and I'd urge you to defeat this motion. Thank you.
Further remarks on the substitute motion. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Well, I'd submit to this body that most of your opt-outs will be over $15,000. So that probably would take every single opt-out that has ever introduced in this state and put it into a huge advertising scheme. What I find absolutely interesting is I don't believe that there's an opt-out that's taken place in the state of South Dakota that the voters weren't aware of. Every small community that I've been in, they've been well aware of the opt-out. Well aware. I think that the provision set forth today is nothing more than lip service that's going to do absolutely nothing but cost school districts and local governing bodies extra money. I can guarantee you that in every town in southeastern South Dakota, who has offered an opt-out, it has become the major talk of the community or the county. You can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere without hearing it. I don't think you'd even have to put it in the newspaper. I don't think it'd have to be on the radio. It's the top coffee shop talk. It's the top talk wherever you go. I don't care if you go into a coffee shop. I don't care if you go into a service station. I don't care if you go in a grocery store or a drug store. That's all they talk about in these small communities. And it hasn't even been advertised in the paper yet. Go ahead. Lay additional expense on them. We're always trying to cut expenses for people. And then here we come along today with a measure that is definitely going to cost the local governing bodies. And I think it is absolutely crazy. We have provisions set forth in law now. We've made it a lot easier. School districts now can call for the opt-out election rather than somebody having to petition it. I think it's senseless now to go along with this provision in relationship to advertising, and particularly the size of the print. I mean, for crying out loud, who are we trying to fool? People know more about this issue than they'll ever read in the advertisement that you put in the paper.
Further remarks on the motion? Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to give a quick example of how this can operate, because I'm going to name three townships in the amount of money that they have opted out for just in the 2001-2002 calendar year. Brandon Township for $20,000, Brandon Township again for $21,000, and Mapleton for $66,617. These are all opt-outs in Minnehaha County and the smaller rural areas, but it's a county opt-out. And I really believe that there are lots of times that we have these kinds of opt-outs and people don't know, and we really don't have the proper notice. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
If I could, while Senator Moore was talking, I come up with an excellent idea. I think it would be great. You know, in our campaign ads, we have to disclose who your treasurer is, paid for by the committee to whatever it is, and I think that would be great. I think that maybe we should put a recommendation on this and say that brought to you by whoever, the something school district or county of whatever, you the taxpayer, cost you $373 to put this ad in the paper. I think maybe that would be a good disclaimer on there. At least the taxpayers would know where their money was going.
Further remarks on the Hutmacher motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Hutmacher motion to not concur and not appoint. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call a roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Brose?
No.
Brown?
No.
Craddock?
No.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
No.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
No.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy? Senator Reedy? Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Bitter?
No.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
No.
Senator Simmons. Senator Reedy, no. Madam President, ayes 8, nays 26, excused 1.
The motion has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost. Further remarks on the Everest motion that the report of the conference committee be adopted? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, the final consideration of Senator Everett's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 182 be adopted. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven? Hetzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy, Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons, Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting, Madam President, ayes 24, nays 10, excused 1.
The motion has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The President declares the motion carried and the report is adopted. Report of conference committees.
The conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 166 and the amendments thereto made by the House in the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that Senate Bill 66 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Senator H. Paul Dennert, Representatives Richter, Acarius, and Elliott.
Senator Brogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Since two members of each chamber must approve for adoption, and since that did not happen, the motion I'll make at this time will be that the Senate do not concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 166 and that no new committee be appointed.
Okay.
I urge your support and let the Appropriations Committee finish their general bill.
Are there further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I believe yesterday we had a pretty good discussion on this bill. But I would like to see us take it back to committee once more. I think there's an opportunity here for us to move ahead with this process. And I think it could be done reasonably soon. And I would ask that we not concur but appoint a new committee. And I would hope we could have a better discussion on this bill and have some new members up there and maybe pass this bill back to the floor. Thank you.
Senator Hutmacher, was that a substitute motion?
Yes, substitute motion.
That we not concur and appoint.
And reappoint. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, the question before
Madam Chair,
Senator Brose.
I just need to discuss about what has happened on this bill, what we have, what it has gone through, seven amendments that have already been put on the bill to try to change it, two amendments that did not go on, and of course today when I look at the report that came from LRC, I see that a couple more amendments have been on that were not acted on yesterday. So therefore, I hope that this body will take and not vote for that substitute motion, and then we go on to the motion that I made.
Further remarks on the Huttmacher substitute motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Huttmacher substitute motion to not concur and reappoint. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion is lost. Further remarks on Senator Breaux's motion that we not concur and not appoint? No, because that's not final. Just a minute, one moment.
Madam President.
All right, Senator Evers.
Thank you. Our comments in order at this time?
I'm sorry.
Our comments in order
yes,
at this time?
Yes, on the Breaux's motion.
Thank you. I think that this particular bill has been an intriguing one for the legislature to consider over the years. I think it's unfortunate that these details don't get worked out, and that in order to garner the support of the entire education community, the bill becomes so watered down, it's simply really a stipend of money to each school district, when in essence the legislature should be seriously considering ways to deal with the this exciting concept, actually. So I urge you to not only agree with the motion at this time, but to make renewed efforts to come back next year and, despite opposition to the bill, to move forward with a worthwhile plan and one that truly moves the education agenda forward. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Breaux's motion that we not concur and not appoint. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Boag?
Aye.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
No.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dietrich, Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Simmons? Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky? Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Dennert?
No.
Senator Duxbury?
No.
Senator Simmons? Madam President, ayes 22, nays 12, excused 1.
The motion has received the majority vote of the members elect. The President declares the motion carried. Messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1168. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk. Also, Madam President, and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that I have approved Senate Bill 1733, 43, 48, 49, 93, 96, 107, and 134. And the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, William J. Janklow.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, I would move for a recess until 1:30 this afternoon.
Is there a second? The motion is to recess until 1:30 this afternoon. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. We are in recess.
Madam President, if I could make an announcement, I would ask that the Republicans caucus at 1 o'clock in room 423. Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
I would ask the Democrats caucus at 1 o'clock also.
Thank you. We are in recess.